This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is upholding a Trump-era rejection of nearly all significant Chinese maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration is also warning China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw U.S. response under mutual defense treaties. The stern message came in a statement released late Sunday ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claims around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida say they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed that site. The mayor, Daniela Levine Cava, said Sunday that 90 deaths have been confirmed thus far. Among them are 71 bodies that have been positively identified, and their next of kin has been notified. Some 31 people remain missing. Crews continue to search the remaining pile of rubble, peeling layer after layer of debris in search of bodies. The county fire chief said it was uncertain when the recovery operations would be completed. Pfizer says it plans to meet up with top U.S. officials, health officials, on Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that it is entirely conceivable, maybe even likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. This is VOA News. A U.S. lawyer says an American citizen and former top aide to Jordan's King Abdullah II has alleged he was tortured in Jordanian detention and fears for his life. The lawyer spoke on the eve of a verdict in the high-profile sedition trial linked to a rare public rift in Jordan's royal family. The prosecutor's office at Jordan's State Security Court denied Sunday that the defendant was mistreated or that his trial was unfair. The allegation of mistreatment were raised just days after Jordan's king was to become the first Arab leader to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden at the White House on July 19th. Thousands of Cubans have marched on Havana's Malecon Promenade and elsewhere on the island to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Sunday's outpouring was one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory. Many young people took part in the afternoon protest at the Capitol, which disrupted traffic until police moved. And after several hours and broke up the coronavirus and the cases, and protesters chanted freedom, enough, and united. People standing on many balconies in the central Habana neighborhood applauded the protesters passing by. Others actually joined in the march. Several thousand people have protested in front of the Georgian parliament, demanding the ex-Soviet Union's prime minister resign over the death of a journalist who was attacked and beaten earlier in the day by anti-LGBT protesters. The cameraman was found dead in his home by his mother early Sunday, according to the TV Pervelli channel he worked for. The journalist was one of several dozen who were attacked last Monday by opponents of an LGBT march that had been scheduled to take place in a day in a Georgian capital. According to media reports, he sustained multiple injuries and he had to undergo surgery, but he was discharged from a hospital on Thursday. The cause of his death was not immediately clear. And Israel's Supreme Court has cleared the way for same-sex couples to have children through surrogate mothers. It's a move hailed by lawmakers and activists as a win for LGBTQ rights. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.